and welcome to Beyond the Bio. This week I'm joined by James Fleming, who has had a very interesting career path which has taken him from an electrical apprentice in Scotland to senior oil and gas roles in the Middle East and back to Scotland again before starting his own business to help people become better leaders in business and in life. James and his wife, Inas, have built a £2 million leadership and entrepreneur development business centered around the idea that motivational intelligence, which you may or may not have heard of, spoiler alert, you will get an explanation, is a key determining factor in how successful we are as leaders and in life. James has huge plans to scale up his Power Within training and development business, and is using his increasing personal brand to amplify that growth. Stay tuned to hear how James has used his book to do just that, how he is using content and social media to scale up that business and hit his income targets. Hello, James. Welcome to Beyond the Bio. It's brilliant to have you on the show. I'm really excited to delve into your story and hear what you're up to now as well. Now, obviously, you've gone from a very stable corporate career to starting a business from scratch. How did you manage your personal brand during that transition?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Sophie. For me, initially, so obviously, as I said, coming from a corporate background, most of my career, and start my business from absolutely scratch, no experience, never ran a program in my life. I networked. I was an absolute networkaholic. And every opportunity I got to speak at an event, I mean, I would actually put my name up for any type of gig, any speaking gig, any, you know, 15-minute training. I just constantly put myself out there because I'd spent most of my career outside of the UK. So all of a sudden, not only have I come back to the UK to start up a business, but I hadn't a clue, you know, about the UK business and needs and all that stuff. So I was a serial networker for the first 2 years of my business. I was on Facebook doing live videos. I mean, you name it. And I was doing it.
And what out of those activities did you find had the biggest impact?
Probably my live videos. I mean, if you go back, you know, nearly 8 years now, when we first set the business up, I was doing live videos every other day, whether it was an event or just finished an event or having a conversation or just like when I was building my content, I would be videoing myself, building my content and talking about the challenges. I would have said that the live video stuff was really, really important. However, also having the speaking events and getting pictures taken and videos taken while I was doing, you know, speaking gigs. And when I say speaking gigs, I mean, I would stand and talk for 10 minutes about mindset or leadership or, I mean, whatever somebody asked me to do, I'd be like, I'll do that. So yeah, it was the content, really. It was about getting my face out there because I was a complete unknown. Like, nobody knew who I was. So I had to build that brand.
And you mentioned Facebook. Has that been the platform that's done the best for you?
To date, it still is. Facebook is still the... I mean, we are very heavy on LinkedIn and all platforms, TikTok. I mean, we're on all of them. But Facebook is still the platform for generating leads for us, for sure.
That really surprises me. I thought you would have said it would be LinkedIn, so I'm really surprised at that. Interesting.
We do really well on LinkedIn. But you're probably still talking about 60 to 70% of our business probably comes through Facebook or referrals.
And what kind of stuff are you putting out on Facebook? Is it different to what you're putting out on the likes of LinkedIn? Are you more present there?
I would say a little bit of both. We have obviously got a marketing team that deals with all that for me now. And I literally go along and they send me, go and create some content. So I've got a little studio next to me here and I'll just set up my phone and I'll just create a bunch of content around leadership and business and challenges. And then I go into a studio. So for the more professional stuff, I also go into a studio and I record the same content, a slightly different twist. And then that most of that will go on LinkedIn. It's around thought leadership. And it's really about, I took quite a big step back from being the brand of the business. I wanted the business to be the Power Within and the Power Within Her. And I wanted to take a step back but I probably made a mistake with that because people knew me as a business and knew my face. So I changed that in the last 6 or 7 months. I've become much more front and centre. Although I've always been front and centre because I've always been the one that builds the content and creates the videos for our programmes. So people know me without knowing me now.
That's interesting. So had you noticed sort of less inquiries and things when you took that brief step back, and that's why you've kind of gone back into it?
I would say not necessarily less.
Or were you missing it? Were you missing the limelight, James?
Well, I would say engagement. I would say that the engagement on LinkedIn and Facebook, organic engagement, dropped because there was nothing interesting. It was just, you know, it was kind of posts. We'll call them organic posts. But I think the driver was when I decided to write my book. So I decided to write my book about a year and a half ago. And I thought, for me to get my book out there, I've got to put me back out there again. And I was really comfortable and I felt really good about it. And I thought, you know what? Maybe now is the time to start to rebuild that personal brand, because personal brand is game changing, because people see you as the business. They see your personality. Some will love you. Some certainly won't. But that's okay. For me, I am, honestly, if you go to our LinkedIn, YouTube, you know, this is what you get all the time. I am hyper. I am passionate. And this is what comes across.
And it's so important that the real person is exactly how you come across online and that matches up. Interesting about doing your book, what have been some wins from doing the book? Because I'm a big fan in doing a book. I've done 3 and I think that they are game changers for business and you're able to leverage them so effectively in so many ways. Tell us about some of the wins you've had.
Again, it's the personal branding. I mean, it kind of sets you up to that next level. I mean, my book is called Success or Excuses, Not Both. And it's just about the paths in life that we take as business owners, managers, leaders, you know, life in general. You know, we think we're taking the easy path, but really it's the hard path. And we think we're taking the hard path, but really it's the easier path, because we know that eventually we'll get there. So it's really all about the strategies that I have used over my life. And the key for that is, it's allowed me to get my brand out to people who generally wouldn't have been following me. And, you know, like new customers and clients, and we send them copies, the signed copies of the book. And when we're running events, we have free signed books to give away. And so it's just a really nice rung to the ladder, is how I like to describe it.
I think so. I honestly, I can't go on enough to people about books and how game-changing they are. And I think it's such an important piece of your ecosystem of products, I think, that you need to have. It's brilliant. And you are planning on introducing a podcast soon as well. So how's that going to fit in with all of these other assets that you have?
I am. So I was on a podcast about 5 months ago. It's called On a Mission. Ellie McKay.
I've been on a mission. Ellie's great.
So, and it was Ellie. So we're down in Doncaster and we met up before the podcast, me, my wife and Ellie. And Ellie's now a friend of ours. So she comes up and stays at our house and all that. And we just hit it off. We just really hit it off. And Ellie says to me after the podcast, James, you are a natural at this. You need to start your own podcast. You know, you are fantastic at this. And I'm like, really? I'm just being me? And she says, no, James, honestly, she says, you really need to do your own podcast and get that personality across to a wider audience. So that was how it came about. And I was putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And she came up here in January, just in the start of January, and we were having a drink and some food. And she says, so what's happening with the podcast? I'm like, oh. I says, okay, I'm going to start it. I promise before the end of January, I'll have started the podcast. So the very next day, I booked a studio, I booked some guests, and away I went.
Amazing. That's what you need sometimes, that accountability, that person to give you a prod and tell you that you need to do it. So that's good. Oh, I'm excited for that coming out. So do you know when you're going to launch that yet?
I'm hoping to have it the start of March. So probably first week in March. I'll probably be releasing a couple of the first episodes. By the way, the very first episode is actually Ellie McKay interviewing me.
Love it.
On that podcast. So the very first one is actually me being interviewed about why I'm doing a podcast. So I thought that would be a really nice twist.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I'm sure that will do very well indeed. Amazing. How would you say your personal brand has evolved as you've scaled the Power Within? Because you've gone from 0 to 2 million, and I think now you're aiming for 10 million, which is quite a big jump. So how would you say your brand has evolved, or where does it need to evolve to for you to hit that target?
So you've got the personal brand and you've got the business brand. So for the business brand, we have two key product lines, we'll call them. We've got the Power Within training and we've got the Power Within Her. We've actually got three. We've got Women in Construction, the Power Within Her. So we've got three key product lines that all fall under the banner of the Power Within training and development. And they are all quite individual. So for example, Power Within Her, the two directors that run that side of the business, they're personal branding it. So they're the face of that, because it's the Power Within Her. It's all things women and supporting women leaders. And because whether we like it or not, females have different experiences, have different issues in a very male-dominated environment that most of us live in. So they have different problems and different issues, and sometimes they just need that safe space to talk. So that's an individual brand on its own. And then you've got the Power Within training, which is kind of the Business Growth Academy, business coaching, you know, leading motivational intelligence. And then we've got Women in Construction, the Power Within Her. And that is, as it says on the tin, that's specifically designed and developed to basically provide the support for females, not just entering into the construction sector, but that early stage journey, the mid-stage journey, and then when they've moved into senior roles. So we're trying to build a program that helps them in every step of the way through their career progression. So there's individual brands on all three of them. However, for the main brand, the personal brand side of things, it's still obviously my face and my wife, because we are co-founders. And it has evolved a lot. It's went from hashy-bashy, throw everything and see what sticks, to really understanding your market, really understanding your tonality, how you're speaking. And as I said right at the start, you know, what you see is what you get with me. I mean, this is it, you know. I can swear. I am, you know, on occasions, I'm just a Glasgow boy, you know, and I want that to come through, because for me, I really believe that personal branding is about being absolutely authentic. You gotta be authentic, the warts and all. And that is what I have learned probably the most, is just be me. Just be authentic as you can possibly be. There's certain things you obviously don't want to say or do, but just be authentic. That's been the big lesson, really.
Yeah. I think that's great advice, because when I talk to people about personal branding, a lot of them are nervous around how much of themselves do they share. So I think that's something that we all need to work out for ourselves, where our boundaries are, and do we, you know, some people might see certain things as oversharing, and for others it's fine. But it is that authenticity, and it's a word that does feel like it gets used a lot, but it's as simple as, you know, if I was to meet you at the pub or in a business context, like, you're the same person online, you know, as you are in person. And it's so important. And quite often you meet people who are different and it feels weird. And I think there's something around that trust and how you connect with someone. So I think that the advice really has always just got to be to work out what your boundaries are and then just be yourself. It is as simple as that. And you can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a really tough one when you're really hitting the personal branding route, is how much do you share? So I'm definitely all in on that. I am not a big sharer of my personal life. I try and keep my personal life personal. I'm probably a bit of an introvert in my own personal life. People think that's like, whoa, what? Really? Wait, what? But in my business world, I am the exact opposite. And it's because of the passion that I have and the vision and the belief for what I have and what we do. That comes across, and that's my authentic self in the business world. And my personal life, shit TV, excuse the language, but shit TV. We normally finish work at about 6:30, 6 o'clock at night, and we just watch nonsense for 2 hours. We go to bed early. We're really early risers.
I'm the same. Love an early night and an early morning. The way forward.
Yeah.
So many people in this situation struggle with self-doubt when they're building their brand. And I know you do a lot of work around motivational intelligence, or MQ. How can this motivational intelligence help people to overcome limiting beliefs and just put themselves out there in the way that we've just described?
So I'll give you the definition of motivational intelligence first. This is a framework that we developed and created. It's based on neuroscience and social psychology. It basically means that we are able to identify and manage our own self-doubts and self-limiting beliefs and others in order to overcome obstacles in life. So how? So I always say it's only difficult the first time. So let me ask you a question. When you did your very first podcast, how did you feel?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember now. It feels like a while ago. In terms of me hosting, I'd been a guest quite a few times before I hosted my own, and I own a podcast studio, and it was like, why are you not doing your own show and practicing what you preach? And then there was just this moment where I was like, right, I'm just going to go in and record something. It was like that. So I guess I probably felt a bit nervous, actually, because it was my first time hosting, a bit apprehensive, a bit unsure of myself.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. But you overcame it. And that's really the answer. Anybody listening about personal branding, people don't give a shit. People don't care. And by the way, you have, if you're going to personal branding and be out there, you're going to get people who dislike what you've got to say. Because the world is full of people who look at people who are putting themselves out there. And it's okay for Sophie, you know, she's, you know, this. And they'll always have a reason why it's okay for you, and why, you know, they'll always have that. For me, it's just go out and do it. Another example is a lot of people hate their own voice, the sound of their own voice. You get used to it.
It's funny, I had a voice coach on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she said there's actually science that makes you hate your own voice because you hear your own voice differently to how other people hear it. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
But you get used to it, though.
Yes.
Now when I hear my own voice, I've heard it that often with videos and personal branding, that I actually think I sound pretty good.
Well, you'll have to get used to it if you're going to have your own podcast and you listen back for the edit.
Absolutely. So the answer to that question is just bloody do it. Stop worrying. Do you know there's a statistic, right? I think it's something like 78% of what we worry about all day, every day, less than 3% of that actually ever happens.
That doesn't surprise me.
And the things that do happen are never as bad as we originally thought it was going to be. So just do it. I'm a big planner. I always think about the what, the why, the how. You know, why is it important? I always start with my why. You know, why is it? Where is it I'm trying to get to? And then I go to the how, right? So the why, the how, and then the what. And if you kind of have an idea and you kind of plan and be prepared, just go do it after that. Don't over-plan. Don't over-prepare. Just get it done.
I think that's great advice. As someone who went from sort of, you know, corporate world into starting their own business, if someone listening is someone that's trying to reinvent themselves and grow their reputation, what would you say, looking back, is the first thing that they should do?
I'm going to go back to what I said a minute ago. Why? Why? What's the purpose behind the rebrand or the branding? What is it they're trying to achieve? Start at that point and then work back. Because if they start at the why, what, why is it important to them? Why, you know, are they doing it? If they, then they'll have a really clear, the reason for this is they start to build a really clear picture or vision in their head of why it matters, you know, why they're doing it. And then that vision helps create everything that comes after that. So definitely start with a why. Why is it important? You know, is it because the business isn't growing, or you're trying to rebrand something? But my personal brand is now something I'm going to focus on my own self, which, by the way, will in turn support the business. And because guess what? I am the business. So yeah, it's why. Why are you doing it? Why? If you can be really clear about the why, you'll build this really, really clear vision, really picture in your mind what it is you're doing, why you're doing it, what does it look like? And that helps you overcome a lot of those fears as well.
Great advice. Great advice. James, it's been brilliant talking to you. Tell us what's next for you and the power within. What's next?
Wow. Okay, what's next? I mean, probably a lot of, for the power within, probably more of the same. We are one of the fastest growing leadership companies in the UK for the last 2 or 3 years. And I want to continue that trajectory, but it means finding the right people. They've got to get the right people. And we've got an incredible team right now. I mean, we've got a team to take us to the 3, 4, or 5 million. But then it's a case of me taking a step back. I want to bring someone in to my position, to the kind of CEO, managing director position, and allow me to step back and really focus on my personal brand. So that's what's next. It's that 10 million is still the target, you know, 3 to 5 years. Next year, we might hit 2 or 3 million, 2.5, maybe 3. So we're on the right trajectory for it all. We've got the right people. And as I said, me actually taking a step back, me and my wife actually taking a step back, because I really want to drive my wife's brand, because she's the most prettiest thing I've ever seen in my life. She's just an incredible human being, but she hates the camera. She hates it. She just does not like being in front of a camera. So I would love to get her more involved so that our joint brand becomes a brand on its own, I think.
Well, that's a good challenge to be focused on, and I'm sure you'll do it. And by doing those things, you're just going to amplify the business. Like, you totally get the power of personal branding and all of these bits that make up your brand that spotlight the business that are going to help you scale it up quicker. So it's awesome to speak to someone that's a convert already. If anyone listening hasn't come across you before, where's the best place for them to find you?
Or really simple, www.thepowerwithintraining.com.uk, Instagram and Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok and YouTube, The Power Within Training.
Amazing.
All The Power Within Training.
We'll pop that link into the show notes as well to make it super easy for anyone to come and find you. Awesome. Thanks for being on the show, James.
An absolute pleasure.
Thank you for listening. If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.